Over black a word appears, Sony. A glint of light edges the letter O. The capital letters draw near, giving way to a cloudy sky. A brilliant ray of light fills our view. It disappears as Pegasus gallops toward us, his wings outstretched. Words appear. TriStar, a Sony company. Letters appear against clear beams. Entertainment 1. A fragment overtakes the image. E1. Words appear under an elegant geometric design. Temple Hill. Credits appear alongside illustrations depicting two young women as they meet at a holiday party and develop a serious romantic relationship over the course of a year. Hulu presents a Hulu original. A TriStar Pictures and E1 presentation. A Temple Hill production. Kristen Stewart. Mackenzie Davis. Allison Brie. Aubrey Plaza. Daniel Levy, Mary Holland, with Victor Garber, and Mary Steenburgen, Anna Gasteyer, Jake McDorman, Burl Moseley, Sarayu Blue. Casting by Rich Delia, CSA, costume designer Kathleen Felix Hager, music supervision by Season Kent, music by Amy Doherty, editor Melissa Bretherton, ACE. Production designer, Teresa Gulisarian. Director of photography, John Gulisarian. Executive producers, Wick Godfrey, Jonathan McCoy. Produced by Isaac Klossner, PGA, Marty Bowen. Story by Clea Duvall. Screenplay by Clea Duvall and Mary Holland. Directed by Clea Duvall. An illustration of a Santa Claus decoration comes to life. The glowing plastic statue stands outside at night. Our view rotates, revealing a suburban neighborhood adorned with Christmas lights and decorations. People walk past the houses and several red and white striped tents. A guide holds a festive sign as she leads a group up the sidewalk. The sign reads, Candy Cane Lane Walking Tours.
This house was originally owned by Herbert Flagshaw, who started this tradition on Candy Cane Lane. He even hired his nephew Otis to play Santa Claus for many years until he was arrested for child endangerment in 1992.
The young couple from the illustrations walks at the back of the group.
Are you having fun?
Are you having fun?
Yes, I think this is cute.
It is, yeah.
Oh, God, you hate it.
No, I don't hate it, baby. I'm just not a huge Christmas person.
I know, but how can you not like the lights and the decorations and the Christmas tree?
Fun fact, did you know that Christmas trees are responsible for an annual average of 4 deaths, 15 injuries, and a loss of $12 million?
Okay, I get it. You made your point.
Thank you for trying to get me a late Christmas. I love that you love it. I'm just so content taking care of other people's pets. When they're away from home.
Come with me.
The tall brunette leads her girlfriend away.
Wait, where are we going?
They approach an unlit house.
Do you know these people? What are you doing?
No, come here.
The bleached blonde girlfriend looks around uneasily as they approach scaffolding.
But still not clear on the plan.
Will you shut up and follow me, please? Come on.
The brunette climbs up. On the roof of the house, the two young women hold hands and gaze out at the glowing decorations below as they take a seat. The blonde lightly nudges her girlfriend.
Well, does this do anything for you?
She smiles softly.
This is beautiful.
I hate that you're going to be alone on Christmas. I'm going to miss you.
Yeah, I'm going to miss you too.
And we could just stay up here.
The blonde turns to her.
I do that.
They lean in for a kiss.
Hey, I hear you up there. I'm calling the police.
They start to scramble up the roof and the blonde slips.
Abby?
Herbert?
Abby hangs from the roof.
Are you okay?
Oh no. What do I do?
Stay there. I'm gonna get you down.
Okay, yeah.
As Abby dangles in front of a window, a light turns on.
Whoa!
What are you doing out there?
Harper!
Are you peeping? Don't peek at me!
No, God!
She falls onto an inflatable snowman. Harper rushes over.
Oh, are you okay?
I'm so great.
They flee. A woman dressed as Mrs. Claus with a riding crop comes out.
Yeah, you better run, Herbert.
Who said you could come downstairs? Giddy up.
She faces a handcuffed man in a reindeer costume. Harper and Abby hurry down the sidewalk. Holding hands, they run through a dimly lit alleyway. Harper glances back, then pulls Abby to a brick wall. They kiss passionately.
Come with me.
Where?
To my parents' house for Christmas.
Oh, really?
Harper nods.
I've got the pets to sit.
Oh my God, get someone to cover for you. I wanna wake up with you on Christmas morning. And if that doesn't convince you to love Christmas, I'll never bring it up again.
Abby hesitates, then nods.
Deal. Yeah.
She kisses Harper. The couple embraces in the alley. Over black, a title appears in curving letters. Happiest Season. Morning. Someone drops the needle onto a spinning record. In a bedroom, a framed photo on a windowsill shows Abby and Harper. In bed, Harper opens her eyes with a contented expression. Her eyes widen and her smile fades. She puts her hand over her face. In the kitchen, Abby pours milk into coffee mugs. Turning, she briefly leans over a counter and peers up the stairwell. As Harper comes downstairs, Abby grabs the mugs.
Hi.
Hey. Sit down.
What's going on in here?
I just woke up thinking about going home with you and got very excited about Christmas.
Oh, baby, you don't have to come with me.
Well, I want to.
No. I feel like I really put you on the spot last night, and I understand how you feel about Christmas because you lost your parents.
I genuinely want to go. I get to go meet the people that made my favorite person.
Okay. But who's going to look after all those pets?
John's going to cover for me.
Harper nods uncertainly. She smiles tensely at Abby.
I know why you're worried, but don't be. I am all in on Christmas.
Forcing a smile, Harper shrugs.
Good. Yeah.
They kiss. At a cafe, Abby sits with a bespectacled man.
So for the cat, you can go every other day, but the dog and the fish need to be seen morning and night. Oh, and the apartment on Butler has this weird lock, so if you jiggle it, it will lock, but you have to make sure that you do that.
Yes.
What are you doing on your phone?
I'm sorry, I left a gentleman alone in my apartment, so I'm tracking him to make sure he leaves.
You're tracking him?
Yeah, I track everybody. If the NSA can do it, so can I. And he's gone. Sorry, what were you saying?
I wrote it all down. They're really specific directions, but if you need anything, you can obviously call.
Abigail, don't worry. I'm responsible for the careers of dozens of authors. I am more than capable of taking care of a few pets for 2 days.
It's 5 days.
5 days is what I said.
Refill?
Hi.
Later.
And I sort of think I made the right decision, but at the same time...
What is UltraSuede?
UltraSuede is like a water resistant.
Abby and John enter a jewelry store.
Hello.
What are we doing here?
Hi, can I help you?
Yeah, I'm picking up. My name's Abby Holland.
Oh, yes, of course. Just wait right here. I'll be right back. Oh, enjoy some champagne. Oh.
A handsome man serves John.
I love champagne.
The jeweler returns with a ring box.
Here we are. May I?
Yeah, of course, thanks.
She opens the box, revealing a diamond ring. Abby gazes at it.
There it is.
John looks.
No.
Outside.
Abby, you and Harper have a perfect relationship. Why do you want to ruin that by engaging in one of the most archaic institutions in the history of the human race?
Because I want to marry her.
Okay, you say that, but what you're actually doing is tricking the woman you claim to love by trapping her in a box of heteronormativity and trying to make her your property. She is not a rice cooker or a cake plate. She's a human being.
It's not about owning her. It's about building a life with her. She is... my person, and I really want everyone to know that.
I suppose that's one way of looking at it. So when are you gonna ask her?
I was thinking of doing it on New Year's, but now that I'm going home with her, I understand this is very old-fashioned, but I'm probably gonna ask her dad for his blessing and propose on Christmas morning.
John stops walking.
I'm sorry. Ask her dad for his blessing?
Abby nods. Unsettled, he looks around.
Way to stick it to the patriarchy. Really well done.
Abby grins. Glimpses show a small red car crossing a bridge, then traveling on a highway. The car exits onto a tree-lined road. As she drives, Harper nervously twists the lock of her hair.
I'm so excited. I can't believe I'm finally going to meet everyone. I mean, I haven't had a family Christmas in 10 years. Also, a fact you don't know about me, I am actually very good with parents.
Okay, there's something that we should talk about before we get to my parents' house.
What is it?
Do you remember this summer when I came out to my parents and told them we were together and they took it really well?
Yeah.
Okay, well, that wasn't entirely accurate.
They didn't take it well?
No. I didn't tell them.
Later, the car sits on the side of the road.
I was going to, and then my dad told us that he was running for mayor, and it just didn't feel like the right time. And then now he's trying to get the support of this donor, and our whole Christmas is about impressing this person, which is stressing my mom out even more than usual. And I know that if I tell them now, their reaction is going to be colored by all this other stress. And I'm sorry, I don't think that's fair to you or to us.
Then why did you invite me?
Because we were just having such a special night, and fine, I got carried away, but it's because I love you, and I want to give you such a great Christmas.
We're off to a really great start.
I'm so sorry.
So who do they think I am?
My roommate.
They don't think it's weird that you're bringing your roommate home for Christmas?
No, because I told them that you had nowhere else to go because your parents are no longer with us.
I'm not going.
Look, this is actually a really good opportunity for them to see how amazing and kind and smart you are. You said it yourself, you're great with parents, so they're gonna meet you, they're gonna fall in love with you, and then that'll make it so much easier when I do tell them. Look.
She takes Abby's hand.
I get it, okay? I am asking a lot of you. But I promise I will tell them everything after the holidays.
Abby gazes thoughtfully at Harper. She hesitates, then nods.
Okay, we can do this.
Harper looks grateful.
It's 5 days. How bad can it be?
On a narrow road, the car drives past trees. Snow blankets the ground on either side. The car turns up a driveway to a large brick house. Parked outside, Abby and Harper unpack the car.
Should I have some sort of cover story or something?
Oh, no, just be you.
Okay.
I mean, but don't, say that we're together, obviously. Maybe don't mention that you're,
gay?
Yeah. Yeah, I think actually it might be better just to avoid it. But don't lie. You're a very bad liar.
No, I'm not.
An older brunette opens the door.
Hi!
Wait.
She takes photos.
Mom, what are you doing?
I started an Instagram feed for your father to give voters a peek behind the curtain. Your mother's going viral!
Inside, Harper and her mom hug.
Oh, look at you. You get more and more beautiful every single time I see you. Did you bring concealer?
Yeah, this is Abby.
Hi, Abby. It is so nice to meet you.
It's so nice to meet you, too. Thank you for having me here.
It is nothing. Harper's father and I are always happy to open our doors to those in need.
Where's Dad?
He's on a call.
Okay, well, you know
that. Someone jumps behind Harper.
Jane, I have asked you not to do that.
I know, I didn't listen. Oh, yay.
I didn't think you'd be here, but here you are.
I didn't want to wait one more second to see my little sis. Oh, I was changing the air filters.
Thank you, Jane.
Yeah, hi, you must be Abby.
Yeah, nice to meet you.
You too.
Jane regards Abby somberly.
I'm so sorry about your parents.
Oh, no. It happened a long time ago.
She hugs her.
You're so brave.
You don't need to be.
Jane.
Oh. Mom, he just...
Okay, that's enough, Jane. Jane, too much.
You're too much.
So this is our living room.
They walk through.
Wow, that's a beautiful piano.
Isn't it? Of course, I wish my daughters had bothered to learn to play it, but it does look nice.
I took lessons for 8 years.
And this is the den.
You sure Harry will be there tomorrow night, right? Perfect. Carolyn, I'll call you later. My daughter just arrived. There she is, my perfect girl. Oh, look at you.
Harper hugs her dad.
Oh. Hi, Dad.
Jane, glad you're here. The internet has been a little spotty.
Oh, not again.
Jane leaves.
Oh, and this is Harper's orphan friend. This is Abby.
Yes, of course.
He shakes Abby's hand.
Terrible. You're there. Harper, I read your piece about that senator. He's got to resign, right?
Yeah, I think it's just a matter of time.
That was a good piece.
Oh, thanks, Dad.
You know what was really good? The speech that you made at the food bank on Thanksgiving.
Oh, thank you. You know, the speech wasn't scripted. It just came to me.
You could tell. I mean, you were very...
Enough shop talk. Let's continue.
Okay, bye.
See you later.
Upstairs.
And this is Sloane's room. She's my eldest.
It's a lot of trophies.
Yes. She was brilliant. She and her husband, Eric, he graduated top of his class at Yale, were very successful attorneys, but they gave it all up to raise their beautiful twins, and now they make gift baskets.
The mom nods and glances down.
Which is great.
Mm-hmm. Jane enters.
What'd I miss?
In another bedroom, Abby views posters of Josh Hartnett and other men. Jane approaches.
Wow. I know, right? Oh, is it hot in here or is it just him?
Okay.
Yummy, yummy.
Okay,
yummy.
No. Jane.
Mom, I thought you were going to turn this room into your office.
Abby finds a homecoming photo of Harper and a young man.
Oh, that is Harper's old high school boyfriend, Connor.
I asked you to put this away.
You know he's still single.
Okay, Mom, stop. Please.
Do you have a boyfriend, Abby?
No. But I have, because I have had many, but not too many, an appropriate amount. I actually just went through a breakup.
Oh, no.
Abby.
Yeah, he was a milk man.
Okay, and I think we'll just settle in now.
Okay, well, we'll just show Abby to her room.
What, is she not going to stay up here with me?
Harper. I would never ask two grown women to share the same bed. No, Abby will stay in Jane's old room.
Oh, I can show it to her.
Okay.
I can take her down.
Yeah, let's go.
Settle down.
I'm settled.
Okay.
Harper looks nervous. Jane leads Abby downstairs to the basement.
Oh, your room's in the basement.
Oh, yeah. I had night terrors. They put me down here so I wouldn't wake everyone up.
She opens a door.
Behold.
They enter a bedroom. Storage shelves stand against one wall.
Cool, huh?
It's very cool. It's my room.
Her mom enters.
Is everything okay?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, really. Not you.
Oh. Yeah.
Thank you, Jane. Why don't you go on home and rest up a little bit before dinner?
Okay. Don't have any fun without me.
Yeah.
Bye.
Jane goes.
I'm sorry about all this mess.
What? No, this is so nice.
Better than your room at the orphanage.
Oh, I wasn't in an orphanage. Because I was 19 when my parents died.
Oh, one of the lucky ones.
Well,
I'll let you settle in. We leave for dinner at 6:45.
Okay.
Oh, there's no lock on this door. We had it removed because Jane was always scared that we would lock her in. But don't worry, you'll have total privacy.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Harper's mom waves and leaves. At night, Harper's family and Abby get out of an SUV and head toward a restaurant. Jane holds the door for Abby.
Milady.
Thank you.
In the restaurant.
Is this all right?
This is perfect, Colleen. Thank you.
Oh, actually, I think we're going to need one more chair.
I'll have one brought over.
Oh, who else is joining us?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Connor, how funny to see you here.
You told me to be here at 7, right?
Harper shakes her head and Abby shrugs.
Hey, Ted, how you doing?
Great.
Hi, Connor.
Hi, Jane. Hi.
Connor hugs Harper.
Yeah. Hey.
Connor, this is Harper's friend, Abby.
Oh, hey, Connor.
Hey, she's an orphan.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
What are you doing?
She is.
No,
it's all we have.
A server brings a chair.
Thank you. Let's all take a seat.
Abby takes the mismatched chair, sitting lower than everyone else.
Do you want to switch?
No, this is perfect.
Later.
And then in the third chapter, the Shadow Dreamers discover that the gemstone that they thought was inside the Gork was actually stolen by an evil Flome, which is sort of like a Maggle, but with less arms and more powers.
Oh, wow. That's amazing. It really is.
Jane, I just can't believe you're still working on that book. It's been like 10 years.
It takes a long time to build a world.
You know what I was thinking about the other day? I was thinking about that trip that we took to our old house in Jackson Hole when Harper got chicken pox.
Oh, Harper told me this story.
Then you must know that she very quickly gave it to Connor.
Yes, she did.
The two of them didn't leave the cabin for the whole trip.
Yes.
No, if I remember correctly.
Oh, literally in a cabin running a fever.
Yeah.
Together.
Yep.
Really,
it was ground zero for chicken pox. Yeah.
God, that was fun. That you know, I really, really fun. Loved going on those trips.
Well, so we loved having you, son.
Should we go to the ladies' room?
Oh, I would hate to miss some of these stories.
No, we'll be quick.
Abby and Harper enter the bathroom.
I'm so sorry. I had no idea he was going to be here, I swear.
It's funny, I remember you telling me that story. I think you just forgot to mention that Connor was also there.
I know. I don't know. He didn't seem like an important part of the story. Look, I'm going to talk to my mom, and I'm going to make sure that nothing like this happens for the rest of the trip, okay?
Abby nods.
You can be totally honest with me. Like, about anything. Seriously, I can take it.
Okay. Then you should know that it is very difficult to sit next to you at dinner and not be able to kiss you.
Abby leans forward and kisses her. Harper caresses her face.
No more surprises. I promise.
As they step out of the bathroom, a brown-eyed woman approaches.
Riley!
Harper.
They share an awkward smile.
Riley, this is Abby. Abby is my...
orphan. Roommate. I am an orphan, but we live together. As friends. Like acquaintances.
Oh, please stop.
Yeah. Nice to meet you. So I'm just gonna sneak on by you guys.
Riley enters the bathroom and Harper looks embarrassed.
Was that the Riley?
Okay, that one really wasn't my fault.
Well, who knows, maybe another one of your exes will bring up dessert.
Okay.
Oh my god.
At the table.
Harper, did you see that the Bennets are here?
A couple waves.
Yeah, we just ran into Riley.
Did you hear she's doing her residency at Johns Hopkins?
I should have her look at my mole.
No, I hadn't heard that.
It's very impressive. Her parents must be proud and relieved.
I know. That lifestyle choice.
Such a shame.
Abby, what do you do?
Oh, I'm working on my PhD in art history over at Carnegie Mellon. My parents were professors there, so I kind of wanted to follow in their footsteps.
You know, before law school, I took all the money I had and went to Paris for a month. Spent every day in museums. That experience made me the man I am.
That must have been incredible. What a dream.
It was. Boy, Carnegie Mellon, huh? Bet you could teach me a thing or two.
Harper smiles.
No, don't.
I think it's getting bigger.
Stay at the table, Jane.
In the basement bedroom, Abby puts on a sweater. Harper's mom enters.
Oh, hey. He's settling in okay.
Yeah. You're such a wonderful host, so I'm great.
Thank you, Abby. Thank you.
Hi.
Hi, sweetie. Do you need something?
No, just to say goodnight to Abby.
Oh.
The mom stays in the doorway.
Mom, do you mind?
Oh. Yeah. I get it. Girl talk. Okay. When you finish, I want to give you a little early Christmas present.
Oh, okay.
Night.
Night, Abby.
She leaves. Harper smiles at Abby.
Tonight wasn't the best.
Yeah. But we got through it.
You know, you're right. You are really good with parents.
You think they like me?
Definitely.
You think they like me as much as they love Connor?
Oh, no. No. But they don't even really like me that much, so.
Oh.
Harper kisses Abby's face and lips.
I love you.
A jigsaw puzzle misses one piece.
The hell did it go? Cheap freaking puzzle.
John answers his phone.
Yeah, Abby, I'm in the middle of something right now. Is everything okay?
Yeah.
I'm just checking on the animals.
Oh, they're all good.
I walked the dog, fed him, fed the cats. All are well.
What about the fish?
The fish are, yeah. The fish are yes, yeah.
But enough about me. Have you managed
to get a man's permission to take ownership of an adult human woman yet?
Not exactly.
What's going on? You sound tense.
No, I'm not tense. I'm great.
There's one tiny thing. Harper isn't out and her parents don't know we're together.
Okay, you know what? I always felt like something was off. You can't
go over a year without meeting your
significant other's parents. Trust me, I have tried.
I know, but it's not that big of a deal because she does plan on telling them immediately after the holidays.
So what, her parents are believing that their straight daughter brought home her lesbian friend for Christmas?
No. No. They also think that I'm straight.
Have they ever met a lesbian?
It's not so bad. It's kind of fun having a secret.
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing more erotic than concealing your authentic selves.
I know it's not ideal. But I know that it's what she needs right now, so...
In the morning, snow covers the bushes and trees outside the house. In the basement, a boy and girl watch Abby. She wakes.
Who are you?
I'm Abby.
Do you work here?
No, I'm Harper's friend.
Kids? Where are you? Hey!
A woman enters.
What are you doing in here? Out!
The kids leave.
But that's our room.
Sorry about them. I'm Sloan.
She gets to sit in there.
Hi, I'm...
Because she's a grown-up, sweetie.
Abby.
Sloan heads upstairs with her twins. In the kitchen, she arranges breakfast food to look like a snowman. Sitting at the kitchen island, the kids stare at Abby. She gives them a wave, but they continue staring. Harper yawns.
Are you tired?
Not me, I like the morning. But then I have something meaningful to get out of bed for, so...
Thank you, Mommy.
Snowman pancakes. God, that's a lot of work for something that's just gonna turn to shit. Oh, but that's kind of like your law degree.
It must be freeing to be so self-involved you don't realize that's actually not appropriate language to use in front of children.
We got everything out of the van.
A man enters.
Thank you, honey.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this is...
Abby! I'm Eric.
Nice to meet you. Mm-hmm.
They shake hands.
A teaspoon of coconut oil. Add some nice moisture to those hands.
Oh. Yeah, thank you.
Abby sits at a small table with Harper.
So you and your sister are pretty intense.
What do you mean?
Jane hurries in.
Freeze!
Ooh.
Don't move one more muscle before I hug you. Hi, Jane.
Hi!
She picks up Sloan.
Hi, Eric.
Hi, Jane.
Hi. Hi, you guys. Hi. Gosh, you're so big. What are you, college students?
We're in elementary school.
Yeah, no, I know. I'm just, you're just so tall, you know.
There they are.
My babies.
Harper's mom passes Abby and hugs her grandkids.
Hi, Daddy.
Did you get Harper's article I sent you?
I did.
Good, right? Uh-huh.
Mm.
Ted, Eric, good to see you.
Hey, Mom.
Abby waves at Ted.
Morning.
Morning, Abby. Hey, girls, come here.
Good.
Just come over here. I cannot believe I've got all my daughters under one roof.
This is great content. Hold it, and...
Ted's wife takes photos of him and their daughters.
Okay, I got a shower. Hey, big night tonight, girls. We're meeting a major donor at the party. Harper, I need you to bring your A-game.
Got it.
Dad, do you need me to do anything?
Honey, no, you just bring that beautiful family and show them off. Who knows? These might be the only grandchildren we ever have.
And it is crucial that we take the family holiday photo for the Instagram tonight. So don't wear anything that will strobe. Jane.
Jane gives a thumbs up as her parents leave the kitchen.
Okay. Who's ready to go ice skating?
She turns to Sloan.
Are you ready?
In town, Eric drives the twins, the three sisters, and Abby in his minivan. Jane sits between the kids.
Let me know if you guys need any more room. I can make myself real small. So Sloan and Eric, you guys make gift baskets, right?
No. We create curated gift experiences inside of handmade reclaimed wood vessels.
Yeah, the vessels are gorgeous. She has impeccable taste.
Oh, no, honey, you have the eye.
It sounds great.
Yeah, Gwenny seems to think so. Paltrow, Goop picked us up, and sales have been through the roof ever since.
Harper looks annoyed. At a skating rink, a Christmas tree stands in the center of the ice. Abby uses a skating aid shaped like a reindeer.
Hey.
Are you sure you're okay?
Yeah. No, this is so fun.
Sloane almost falls.
Sloane, do you need a helper?
Please, I've always skated circles around you.
That was in your youth. I mean, I've laughed you like 12 times today.
Like I'm even trying.
Like it would even matter.
$20 says I can do 2 laps in under a minute.
$50 says I can do 3.
Let's do it. Jane, time us. Oh, I'm actually having fun just Jane.
Okay, fun. Yeah, no problem.
Harper makes a starting line with her skate. She and Sloane look determined.
Ready? Set? Go.
They start to race. Observing them, Abby chuckles.
I love it when they do this.
Eric joins her and Jane.
What are they doing?
They're racing.
Oh, yeah.
Jane, time!
Oh, I forgot to press start.
Don't tell them that.
You need to take a break yet, Sloane?
Yeah, maybe you should just worry about yourself.
Oh, yeah.
Harper collides with a skater. Sloane races ahead of her, then bumps into a pair holding hands, knocking one of them over.
Should we stop them?
No, they'll tire themselves out eventually.
Yeah.
Harper and Sloane grab each other.
Get off me!
I love you guys. I love you.
No! You're such a cheater! Stop it! Stop it!
In the evening, the family gathers in the living room.
That's what you're wearing, right?
Yes. All right.
Harper!
Harper wears a black lace high neck dress.
Wow.
This is my early Christmas present.
Harper, please come here.
Honey, we're very late.
Ted, the family holiday photo is an essential element of every candidate's feed. And if we cannot manage to post one, we do not deserve to have that account at all.
All right.
That is so
true. Jane, get out of the middle. Oh, Abby, would you mind taking that?
Yeah, not at all.
Oh, thank you. Okay, here we go. Here we go.
Abby holds the mom's tablet.
Okay.
Everyone say Christmas.
No, don't say that. Just smile.
The family poses as Abby takes photos.
Okay.
The mom reviews the pictures.
Blurry. Boring. Nope. Okay, none of these will do. We will try again tomorrow. Thank you.
Where's Abby?
At a country club, lights decorate the property. Inside, Abby approaches a stairwell overlooking a fancy cocktail party. Harper's family approaches. A woman with curled hair climbs the stairs, followed by a young man.
Ted? Tipper? Oh, I'm so glad you made it.
Carolyn, you are a vision.
Oh, gorgeous dress.
You remember my daughters, Harper, Jane, and Sloane. Sloane's husband, Eric, their children, Matilda and Magnus. And this is Harper's friend, Abby.
Charmed. This is my assistant, Levi, though. Truth be told, in a few years, we'll probably all be working for him.
Oh, you're too kind.
It's the white whale here?
Ah, indeed. Let me take you over.
Oh, Harper, come with us. Jane, keep Abby company.
You got it.
Dad, should I come too?
I'll come right back.
Okay. No, honey, just enjoy yourself.
Great. Now, Harry's tough. Don't let her throw you.
I'm going to take the twins to the kids' club. Please order me several drinks.
Yeah.
Come on, you guys. Let's go play.
Okay. Well, looks like it's just us ladies.
Riley catches Abby's eye.
I am single and ready to mingle, so.
Carolyn approaches an elegant woman.
Harry, this is Ted Caldwell.
Ms. Levin, it is an honor.
I am going to leave you two to get acquainted.
Thank you. This is my husband, Scott. We met on Bumble.
Pleasure. And this is my wife, Tipper, and my daughter, Harper, who writes for the
Pittsburgh Post-Gazette.
Yes.
Yes, I'm familiar.
You've read her work.
Yes.
Ted nods with an uncertain smile. As the party continues, Abby approaches the bartender.
Can I get a vodka neat? Thanks.
A bearded man sidles up next to her.
You're new?
She nods.
Yeah, I'm just visiting.
From where?
I'm really not interested in meeting anyone tonight.
I am.
Jane steps between them.
Oh, I have to check up Goop.
Sloane glances across the party at Ted standing proudly with Harper. Sloane somberly turns away. At a buffet table, Abby eats an olive from a platter. Sloane pointedly picks up a plate and Abby looks uncomfortable. Sloane uses tongs to take food.
Are you enjoying the party?
Yeah.
It's great.
If my friend ditched me at a party where I didn't know anyone, I probably wouldn't have a good time.
Oh, no, she didn't ditch me. Oh, she's just helping your dad.
Yeah, she's very helpful.
Sloane picks up her drink.
So how long have you and Harper been roommates?
I moved in, like, 6 months ago.
You moved into her place?
Uh-huh.
Isn't it a one-bedroom?
Technically, yes. Yeah, well, it was a one-bedroom, and now that we have converted the pantry into my bedroom, it's two-bedroom. It's really spacious in there.
I don't want to have this conversation anymore.
No problem.
Sloane leaves at a table with Harry.
Being mayor is no small task. However, it's a task I am not only up for, but eager to take
on. I'm going to stop you right there. I have a perfect record. And do you know why? Because I do my homework. Last election, I almost backed Dave Grady.
Dave Grady? Didn't his son...
get arrested for exotic animal smuggling? Yes. I'm telling you this because I'm not just looking at you. This is a family affair.
Well, I can assure you, this family has nothing to hide.
Harper forces a smile. Near the live band, Jane dances alone. She shimmies at a passing man, but he keeps walking. Jane trips. Harper joins Abby at a table.
Hey.
Hey.
Hi. Can I have a sip of your drink?
Yeah, of course.
Thank you.
She takes a large gulp.
You okay? Mm-hmm. I just needed a bit of a breather. Thank you.
She grabs another drink.
Harper?
Ooh! Two women greet Harper.
You look incredible. As always.
Oh, you too. God, guys. Oh, this is my roommate, Abby. And this is Kelly and Ashley.
Oh, lovely to meet you. Yes, nice to meet you too.
Hey, you guys.
Connor joins.
Wow. God, sorry. Just seeing the three of you standing next to each other takes me right back to high school. Minus the bad cafeteria food.
Everyone turns to Ashley.
You're so funny.
Harper, can I talk to you for a second?
Yeah. I'll just be a sec.
By a wall.
Am I crazy, or did you have absolutely no idea I was coming to dinner last night?
It was a surprise.
Yeah, I thought so. Sorry about that.
It's not you.
I'd love to do that again. Like, hang out again, if you... got time.
That sounds so nice, and I just don't know, because it's so busy, and...
Totally got it, no pressure.
But yeah.
That being said, if you and your roommate want to get out and hang out, that'd be great. Abby, yeah, absolutely.
Hey, if she doesn't sleep with him, then I will.
Ashley watches Connor.
I'm just kidding, I would never. He's definitely still into her.
I know.
Abby checks her phone.
I should take this.
She goes outside.
Hello.
Did you know that you're standing in a country club that didn't let women have their own memberships until the early 2000s?
How do you know that?
I might be tracking you, but it's for your own safety, clearly.
What do you want?
I want you to break out of that closet.
I'm not in the closet. I told you Harper's gonna tell her parents everything right after the holidays.
You deserve to be with someone who shouts their love for you.
John scoops a dead fish from a tank.
Doormat, you fool.
Did you need something, or did you just call to shame me?
I'm not shaming you. I just think the choice you're making is dumb, and you should feel bad about it and yourself.
Also, I am loving these
fish. If I wanted to buy the exact same one for myself, where do you think I would do that?
What?
You know what? I think I should Google it. I'm gonna Google it. Thanks.
Looking puzzled, Abby pockets her phone and gazes off. Riley peeks out from behind a corner.
Hey.
Oh, hey. Hey.
Holding a mug, Riley glances inside, then steps closer.
How's it going?
Great.
I was just taking a break from diagnosing everyone's mystery illnesses. Hey, I wasn't trying to eavesdrop or anything. I was out there before you came out. You didn't see me, but I can relate.
Like, to what?
Holding Abby's gaze, Riley shrugs.
Nothing. Nothing. Okay, I'm gonna go back inside. I'm sure my mother's hairdresser wants to show me her weird finger again. So, I like your jacket. Okay.
Riley goes inside. Later, Carolyn stands on stage.
Thank you so much. Will you
all please join me in welcoming my dear, dear friend, Councilman Ted Caldwell.
Abby and Harper stand together. Ted goes on stage.
Isn't this the best time of year? I mean, really. I know we're all having a great time tonight, so I will be brief. I've accomplished a lot in my life. And serving you on the city council is right up there with my most rewarding life experiences. But I'm ready for more.
Harry nods.
These are turbulent times. And
Harper furtively brushes Abby's fingers. Abby gently grips her hand.
Seep in through the cracks of our community is by making sure there are no cracks.
No cracks!
Harper lets go. Sloan glances over as Abby regards her girlfriend with a loving smile.
Tradition and faith.
Sloan wears a curious look.
We will keep safe and strong. I have loved being your city councilman, and I can't wait to be your mayor. Merry Christmas!
Tipper happily takes photos of the crowd. Jane poses. Later, soft lights shine outside the decorated family house. In the basement bathroom, Abby brushes her teeth. She checks her phone and opens a text message from Harper. It reads, "What are you doing?" Abby takes a selfie with the toothbrush in her mouth. She sends it and continues brushing. She gets a response from Harper. It reads, "God, you're cute. This is what I'm doing. Miss you." Harper sends a photo showing her bra. Abby smirks. On the ground floor, Abby sneaks down a dark hallway. She approaches the entrance to Ted's office, where he watches footage of his speech. Abby bumps a frame on the wall. Wincing, she sneaks past the office while Ted mouths along to the video. Rounding another corner, Abby sneaks down a well-lit hallway by the stairs. She arrives at the entrance to a room. She hesitates, then peeks inside. Eric dozes on the couch while Sloan watches TV. Abby turns to find Tipper descending the stairs. The young woman backs away and looks around frantically. Abby hurries through a door. Shining a light from her phone, she finds herself in a closet. She covers the light as she spots Tipper's shadow passing under the door. In her room, Harper gets a text from Abby partially reading, "I'm in the utility closet, help." In the closet, Abby's foot activates a robotic vacuum. She hops to avoid it. In her room, Harper gets out of bed. Tipper opens the closet door.
Oh!
Abby, what are you doing in the closet?
I guess I must have been sleepwalking.
Oh, that is very dangerous. I once took too many Ambien, and I bought a racehorse online.
Harper sneaks past.
You need to go back downstairs, Abby.
Okay.
Carefully.
Yeah.
Are you all right to do that?
Yeah. Oh, gosh, my phone, too. I was in such a...
I'll get all this.
Please.
Go on.
I was...
You want me to come with
you?
No,
thank you. I'm sorry about this.
As Abby enters the guest room, Harper grabs her.
Oh, my God.
She shuts the door.
How did you get down here?
When I saw that mess upstairs, I knew my mom would be busy for the next 2 hours.
What do you want to do for 2 hours?
I don't know.
They kiss and move on to the bed. In the hall, Tipper picks up fallen cleaning supplies. In the morning, Abby and Harper sleep together in the basement bedroom. Harper kisses Abby's forehead and they nuzzle.
Abby?
Abby blocks the door while Harper puts pajamas over her bra and underwear.
I'm okay.
I can't believe I fell asleep.
I think there's something against the door.
I'm just moving it right now. Sorry, it's heavy.
Harper hides behind the door.
Morning. Why did you block the door?
I didn't want to sleepwalk again.
Tipper enters.
Well, sorry to barge in. The twins usually stay down here. I'm just getting...
Ted enters past the twins.
Morning, kids.
Morning.
Abby? Honey.
Abby watches him nervously.
I'll let you know I have invited Harry Levin and her husband to our Christmas Eve party.
What?
You heard what
Magnus spots Harper through a gap in the doorframe. The twins turn to Abby, who puts her finger to her lips.
What is a better representation of our family than your Christmas Eve party?
It is legendary.
Ted kisses Tipper and heads out.
Have a good day.
You know I will. Can't even believe that. That is two more people on the guest list. I basically have to reimagine the entire party. Found it. Okay, come on, you two. Let's look at it.
Tipper and the twins leave.
That was very, very close.
We shouldn't have done that.
In the kitchen.
Since 5:45 a.m., and the twins already made their own batch of cookies and decorated them.
Harper smiles at Abby, who stares back.
Okay, I'm off.
What? Where are you going?
Levi has a connection with a local potpourri vendor. He's going to introduce us.
Great.
Yeah.
It just runs everywhere.
Bye, kids.
Bye, Daddy.
Jane, oh
my
God.
I'm just going to do a button. No, you can't decorate these. And can you not? I'm trying to have an even number.
Mommy, when are we going to see Santa?
Honey, I don't know if we're going to have time to see him this year. Jane, can you not?
I just won't take them to see Santa Claus. This could be the last year that they see him.
Why? Is Santa dying?
No.
Are we dying?
No, fine. I will take you. I still need to get a white elephant gift anyway. Did you guys get yours?
Yes.
Yeah. I'm making something very special.
What is White Elephant?
Oh, it's a gift exchange game we do every year at our Christmas Eve party.
Oh.
And I guess you don't know what it is because Harper forgot to tell you about it.
I'm sorry. That's okay. I can run out and grab one today.
Great. So you girls can tag along with Sloane to the mall.
Oh, actually, I told Dad that I'd go to his office and help him write a speech for Carolyn's dinner tonight.
I wish I could go, but I have to put the finishing touches on my Christmas gifts.
Guess it's just going to be you and me. Fun.
Well, just make sure you're all back here by 4.
That's okay.
We are going to get that Christmas photo tonight before we leave for dinner.
Yes.
Yes.
At the mall, Abby walks alone with a tote bag slung over her shoulder. She enters a store with handbags on display. Sloane and the twins enter.
Oh, hey. Hey. Can you watch them for a bit? I have to run an errand. Santa promised them the complete works of Sylvia Plath, so. Is that all right?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Be good, you two.
Sloane leaves. The twins stare at Abby.
Hi, guys. Do you, wanna come over? Come on.
The twins stay still. Later, Abby browses pillows.
Why was Aunt Harp riding in your room this morning?
We were playing a game.
Like hide and seek?
Yeah, like hide and seek.
We love that game.
What do you guys think about this white elephant game? What gift should I get? Can you help me?
How about this?
Matilda grabs a necklace.
That is nice. I was thinking maybe something everyone might like, I don't know, a scarf might be good, actually.
Abby turns her back and Matilda slips the necklace into her tote bag.
Seems Christmassy.
Abby spots Carolyn by the entrance.
Oh.
Hey, come on.
Hey, Carolyn. Hey, it's good to see you.
Carolyn hesitates.
I'm Abby. We met last night. I'm Harper Caldwell's friend.
Oh, yes. Yes, of course.
They smile awkwardly.
It's lovely seeing you.
Hey, I'm really looking forward to dinner tonight.
Okay.
Abby exits the store.
Have a nice day. I'll see you later.
She stops by a detector and two guards approach. The twins smile. Carolyn stares.
Put the bag on the floor.
In a dark room.
You want to explain that?
As I've said, I did not put that in my bag.
Well, you didn't put it in your bag, but it ended up in your bag. So this is probably just a big misunderstanding.
Maybe it grew legs and then it walked into her bag. Did you check it for legs?
I haven't checked it for legs.
I'm not suggesting that it grew legs.
Not looking good, sweetie.
Pittsburgh, huh?
Yeah.
What are you doing down this way? You pulling a job? Jacking a roost?
What was
yeah.
that?
Hawk and crank and Breaking Bad.
Not doing any of those
Smash
things.
And grab.
I didn't wow. take this necklace. I'm sure that you could review some footage. Aren't there cameras in malls?
Are you telling me how to do everywhere. My job?
You're gonna regret it.
You know what? Fine.
No, I'm not.
Why don't you go ahead and do my
good
job, hotshot?
Luck.
You're in charge now.
Yeah.
Can you believe?
I'm gonna get her to sing. Okay. I'm
go
gonna
ahead.
Make this little birdie go tweet, ahead. Tweet, tweet. Because
another guard turns on the light, revealing a basement break room.
Eugene. God damn it.
I heard there were Cruffins in here.
No.
There aren't any Cravens.
There's not? Or there were? Were there?
No, we stopped keeping food in here.
Dad, Abby would never do this.
At the house.
This isn't a conversation, Barbara. Just be...
Sloane and the twins enter, followed by Abby. She finds Harper with her parents, who wear stern expressions. In the basement bedroom.
I didn't do it! Baby, I know. But Carolyn thinks it would just be better if you weren't at the dinner. Look, it's gonna be so boring anyways. You're lucky you don't have to go. Come here.
She takes Abby's hand and brings her to the bed.
Can we hang out tonight after the dinner? My friends want to go out, and we can go with them or we cannot go with them, but I just think we need a break from the family.
Yes.
Tipper enters.
Harper, we have got to go. Come on, we're going to be late.
Okay. I'll see you later. Mm-hmm. Okay.
They leave Abby.
I'm sorry.
We weren't able to get the photo again.
At a restaurant, Abby eats alone. A server pours water into her glass. Outside, Abby strolls down a festive sidewalk. She slows to a stop as she notices flashing lights on a small movie theater across the street. Abby stares grimly at the theater. A title on the marquee reads, "It's a Wonderful Life." Her eyes well with tears. Nearby, Riley emerges from a shop with a bag. She notices Abby and approaches her. Abby spots her and smiles.
Hey, we meet again.
Yeah.
No Harper?
No, she's with her family. I'm gonna meet up with her in a bit. What'd you get?
I can't tell you because it's for the white elephant party.
Oh, you're going to that too?
Oh yeah. Yeah, my family goes every year. It's, God, it's the best party of the year.
You know, I'm glad I ran into you, because I'm having this thing where if I stick my finger in my eye, it, like, really hurts.
Yeah, I mean, that's a classic case of contact stupiditis, because it's a stupid thing to do.
Yeah.
Once you get to the finger-poking stage, you're pretty much dead.
I'd really like to drink some alcohol. Do you know where I can do that?
Yes.
In a crowded bar, two drag queens perform on a small stage.
Christmas is for caring.
What is Christmas?
Christmas is for sharing.
What is Christmas? Can't you guess?
Christmas is for penis.
Abby and Riley sit in a booth.
I wish I had a story.
Did you, like, steal it?
No, and I still don't have a white elephant gift on top of it all.
You've got to get one.
I'm trying.
I will help you with this. I know a lot of places that aren't malls.
That would be great.
Riley sips her drink, then watches the performance.
And when does Christmas leave? It comes.
Riley shrugs at Abby.
What did you mean last night when you said you could relate?
That was just a comment based on an assumption that I was making about you and Harper.
Abby nods.
I think it's probably an accurate assumption.
Riley nods with her brow raised.
You don't have to talk to me about this stuff. I know it's weird. Like,
so what has she told you?
That you dated in high school. That you were her first girlfriend. That's about it. Is there more?
Yeah, a little.
Abby wears an uneasy look.
I mean... Yeah. Yeah. Growing up, we were totally inseparable. We were best friends. And then freshman year, we became more than friends. We started dating. But nobody knew that, obviously. And we would, like, leave these little love letters in each other's lockers. And one day, one of Harper's friends found one of the letters, and she asked Harper what it was about, and Harper basically just said that I am gay and that I wouldn't leave her alone. And then within a couple days, like, everybody in school found out and everybody was so awful to me.
Sorry. I'm sorry.
Yeah, so the thing that I can relate to is just being in love with somebody that is too afraid to show the world who they are.
Abby lowers her somber gaze. Riley glances up in thought.
But that was a long time ago.
Yeah.
Abby nods. She and Riley look toward the stage.
Question, and you are going to answer.
Yeah.
It's simple.
Here we go.
Abby and Riley grin.
Who's got a beard that's long and white?
Santa.
Ready?
Who comes around on a special night?
Santa comes around on a special night.
Special night.
Special night.
Beard that's white.
Beard that's white.
Everybody must be Santa. Must be Santa, must be Santa.
Riley directs the performers to Abby.
No, no, what? Oh my God, no. Oh,
we're gonna get a little more intimate now. Yeah. Who's got boots and a suit of red?
Abby looks embarrassed.
Come on, you wanna hear us sing, right?
Yeah, we wanna hear us sing. Who's got boots and a suit of red?
Santa's got boots and a suit of red.
Yeah. Abby and Riley high five.
Santa's got a long cap on his head.
On his head.
On his head.
As the performers continue away, Riley moves next to Abby to watch them.
Must be Santa. Must be Santa.
Riley snaps as she sings with Abby.
Santa Claus. Must be Santa. Must be Santa.
Abby checks her phone.
Must be Santa.
I should close out. It's her birthday.
Disappointed, Riley stands to let her out. At another bar, a bartender serves shots to Connor as Abby enters. She smiles awkwardly as she approaches Harper and her friends.
Hi! Oh, Abby's here! How was tonight?
Shots!
It was great.
Oh, yes. Shots.
All right, I think I'm going to grab a beer.
No.
So Abby, Kate cannot be at this place sober. It's up. Ready? Here.
They make eye contact while toasting.
One, two, three, go.
Abby sips her shot while the others throw them back.
Hey, I need some music.
Do you have dinner?
Come.
Yeah.
Wait, okay, I come right back.
She looks frustrated as Harper walks away. Later, the couple stands by the bar.
Are you having the most terrible time?
No. No, I'm just tired. Okay. I'm really tired. I think I'm gonna go.
Oh, no. I kind of want to stay a little bit longer. Is that okay?
Abby nods uncertainly and glances over at Connor, Kelly, and Ashley. She turns to Harper.
Yeah, you should. Yes, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you sure? Okay. And you'll get home, okay? I won't be out late.
Abby nods.
Okay. Text me when you get home.
Harper waves and joins her friends. Abby puts on her coat and leaves the crowded bar. In the basement, Abby lies in bed and stares at her phone. She views three unanswered messages to Harper. The last one reads, "I love you." She lowers the phone and looks off pensively. Sitting up, she sends another message, "Good night." The time reads 1:15 a.m. She sets the phone on the nightstand and turns off a lamp. At the now mostly empty bar, Harper sits with Connor. They share food and chat. Later, they step outside.
Well, that was fun.
Whew. Yeah.
I'm glad you came out.
Yeah.
It's been a minute, you know, since we've gotten to do this. Like, since we... Well, you know, I've missed you.
No, it's nice to catch up.
Yeah.
Well, I'm that way.
Oh, darn.
Where are you?
I'm that way.
Good night. Good night.
It was great seeing you.
They hug, then head in opposite directions. Connor turns back.
Hey, Harper, was there someone else?
She eyes him.
What do you mean?
Is that why we broke up?
No. No, I mean, I told you that the long distance just got too hard and...
The distance, yeah, no, I know. I don't know, just kind of always felt like there was something, kind of felt like there was something you weren't telling me.
Harper looks uncomfortable. She shakes her head.
There wasn't someone else.
She shrugs. In the morning, water drips from icicles hanging from the Caldwell house. In bed, Abby turns and reaches for her phone. A text from Harper at 2:12 a.m. reads, "Home safe, night." With a sullen look, Abby lowers the phone. In Harper's bedroom, Abby nudges her sleeping girlfriend.
Hey.
Harper wakes and sits up.
What's wrong? Just making sure you're okay.
Why wouldn't I be?
I don't know, you weren't answering me, so I was...
I know, but you knew I was out with my friends.
Yeah, but I mean, I didn't know that you were going to be out till 2 in the morning, so I'm just checking on you.
Okay. I'm sorry, I didn't know I had a curfew.
What is going on with you?
Nothing, nothing. I just don't know why you're keeping tabs on me.
Keeping tabs on you?
Yeah. It just...
What?
It just feels a little... suffocating.
I'm suffocating you?
Or not, but just...
Oh, I feel really suffocated in the closet that you shoved me back into.
You agreed to this.
Yeah, we were practically already here.
Can you please be quiet?
I was gonna...
Abby clenches her jaw.
If I knew that part of what I was agreeing to was you hanging out with your ex-boyfriend all night, maybe I wouldn't have.
God, Abby. I feel like we just need some space.
You need some space?
Harper frowns and Abby nods stiffly.
Okay.
She storms out.
Abby!
Tipper enters.
She is very heavy-footed. Honey, I have a list of party errands that Jane has volunteered to run, but I don't trust her to do them on her own, so I need you to supervise.
Okay.
Harper gives a terse smile and nods. Her mom lingers by the bed.
It's a long list.
Harper starts to get out of bed and Tipper leaves. Abby enters the basement bedroom. She opens a rideshare app on her phone and enters Pittsburgh as the destination. Holiday surge pricing estimates the fare at over $1,000.
No, no.
She answers a call from John, who stands in a room with blue-tinted light.
Hey.
Okay, so I might have been a little judgmental when we last spoke. You are in an unusual situation, and as your friend, I should have created a safe space for you to share without the threat of criticism. So, I'm sorry. I am here. No judgment. What is going on?
Well, let's see.
I was arrested by mall security yesterday, and now Harper's entire family thinks I'm a criminal.
And after spending her entire night, like
until 2 o'clock in the morning, with her ex-boyfriend, Connor, she's acting like someone I barely even recognize. And I want to just get out of here, but it would cost me like $1,000 to get a ride. And this is why I avoid Christmas.
It brings out the worst in everything.
I know this isn't about me. I just feel crazy. Like, do I stick it out for 2 days? It's not that long, but I don't know.
Abby wipes a tear.
What would you do?
A pet store worker hands John a bag containing water and a fish.
I'm gonna need to give this a think.
He hangs up.
Hello?
Tightening her lips, Abby looks at her phone. She lowers it with a frustrated expression and takes a breath. With a conflicted look, she makes another call. She shakes her head as she waits.
Hey, it's Abby. Are you doing anything right now?
In town.
Who's really gonna want a mini donut factory?
This family. I saw two of their cousins get in a fist fight over a quesadilla maker at this party once.
Yikes.
Riley watches Abby check her phone. A text from Harper reads, "Hey, I'm really sorry about earlier. Can we talk after the party? I love you."
Everything all right?
Yeah.
Abby types. In a wine shop, Harper reads Abby's reply. Yes, we can talk. Love you, too.
I mean, it looks good.
While Jane talks with the shopkeeper, Harper wanders toward a window. She sends a heart emoji to Abby. Looking up, she spots Abby and Riley walking past outside. Riley smiles as she talks to Abby. Harper looks alarmed.
Ready to go?
She bumps into Jane, who drops a box.
It's probably okay.
Jane picks it up and wine bottles fall through the bottom. Jane looks at her sister. At home, Tipper anxiously carries a plate of cookies. She enters the living room as a man goes to put a beverage tub on a chair.
Oh, do not put that there. What do you think? This is a barn party? Hey, everyone, please calm down. We are getting this photo as soon as Jane gets here.
Honey, you sure this is the best time? People will start arriving any minute.
It's the only time.
Tipper strides out of the room as Abby enters the house.
Hi, Abby.
Hi. Oh, where should I put this white elephant gift?
I don't know, in the oven? Jesus, Abby, what do you think? It goes under the damn tree. I'm sorry. You probably never even had a Christmas tree. We do this party every year, and every year, no matter how early I start planning, I just feel totally unprepared. And I can't find my Christmas brooch. Have you seen it? You can tell me. I won't be mad. I just want to know it's safe.
I haven't seen it.
Okay. Well, if it should magically appear on my dresser, there will be no questions asked.
Okay.
Tipper walks away. Sitting on the couch, Ted looks at his phone. Abby sets her gift bag by the tree.
Hey, Ted. I just wanted to mention everything that happened yesterday was a complete misunderstanding. You know, I would never...
You don't have to explain. Let's just avoid any further incidents.
Yeah? Jane arrives with a large flat gift.
Merry Christmas Eve! Hey, Abby!
Hey.
Look at what this little elf brought in.
Oh, what is that?
This is my masterpiece. Whoever picks it is going to be very pleased.
Well, Jane, I'm so glad you're here. The printer's jammed again.
Oh, okay. I'm on it.
Ted and Jane hurry out. Abby rubs her face. She steps into the foyer as Harper comes downstairs in a long-sleeved blouse and a dark satiny skirt.
Hey.
Hey. What'd you do today?
I just went and got a white elephant gift.
In town?
Yeah.
How'd you get there?
Has Jane arrived yet?
Yeah, Jane's in Ted's office with him.
Jane, Ted, now! Nice of you two to join us. We're the twins.
They don't feel like having their picture taken tonight.
Eric and Sloan go to the living room.
Harper, come with me.
Harper leaves Abby alone. Later, the Caldwells face Harry and her husband. Harper looks across the room at Abby, who averts her gaze.
It's really a break from traditional gifting and a move into the extraordinary. The vessels are curated for each individual. We'd be happy to mindfully assemble.
Sloan was on track to make partner at her firm before she left to start a family. She's our supermom. Harper is our powerhouse. And Jane is the only reason the internet ever works in this house.
I have a way with routers.
Eric plays the piano.
Excuse me, all. The twins have prepared a little song for you.
Oh.
Party guests watch the twins. Riley approaches the bar where Abby sips a drink.
Silent night, holy night.
Sloan warmly watches her kids.
What are you drinking? Oh, it's a spiced alcohol.
Gross, can I have some?
Yeah.
Harper watches Riley try Abby's drink. Jane faces Levi.
So Port is the leader of the Shadow Dreamers. He's half human, half Quasal. He's got the eyes of a Verg, but the heart of a Zingle. The Verg comes from his mother's side, generations back.
Ted approaches Sloan.
Excuse me, Sloan. Harry wants to meet the twins.
I'll find them.
Okay.
Abby sits with Riley.
The thing is, my parents were so attached to me believing in Santa Claus that even after years go by and I stopped believing in Santa Claus.
Harper glances at them.
I stopped believing in Santa Claus. We just kept that charade going.
Their investment in it just made me feel so bad for them, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Abby glances down.
Yeah. Like, so bad for them that, you know, that I eventually just murdered them.
Sounds fun.
Mm. Okay.
Abby sips her drink.
What is happening?
Hey, you guys.
Connor, you made it. Hi,
Connor greets Harper and her friends.
Hi.
I don't know. Yesterday, I'd never felt closer to another person in my entire life, and now I don't know her. I thought she loved me and was happy, but I see her here, and she's so terrified of what everyone thinks. It's just making me wonder who the real Harper is, you know?
Well, maybe they both are.
Abby looks away and nods.
I was going to ask her to marry me tomorrow.
Riley puts a hand on Abby's shoulder.
I'm going to get you a real drink. Okay?
Riley walks off. John enters the house and looks around.
Abby! Abby!
Sorry.
He spots Abby. She walks up to him.
How are you here?
When are you going to get this? I have been tracking you.
Tipper approaches.
Hello.
Hi.
I'm Tipper. This is my home. Oh. Are you the ex-boyfriend?
John and Abby share a look. He nods.
Yes, I am John, Abby's heterosexual ex-boyfriend, and I have come to get her back.
I see. Well, it would have been nice to have known you were coming, but since you are here, enjoy.
Thank you so much.
Tipper walks away.
Okay, I nailed that, and she is fabulous.
What are you doing?
That phone call earlier was a cry for help. I'm here to rescue you. Please get your things.
They both observe Harper chatting with Connor across the room.
Is that the ex-boyfriend?
Harper touches his arm. John shakes his head.
I mean, I guess he's handsome. Can we please go?
Abby wears a grim expression. She walks up to Harper.
Harper, it's over. Done.
Stunned, Harper watches her go. She looks awkwardly at her friends, then puts down her drink. She follows Abby.
Everybody, please take your seats. We're ready to begin White Elephant.
In the basement, Abby packs.
Abby, hey, can we just talk for a second?
No, I gotta go. I can't do this for you anymore. But Merry Christmas. Enjoy your family and enjoy Connor.
What? No, I don't want him. I don't want Connor. I want you.
Then what was that?
I don't know. Why are you huddled in a corner with Riley?
None of this has anything to do with Riley. This is all happening because of you, Harper. You not telling your parents about us is a choice that you made.
It is not that simple.
Do you know how painful it's been to watch the person that I love choose to hide me?
I am not hiding you. I am hiding me. Okay? Our entire life, we have been expected to be these perfect golden children. I mean, love in our house wasn't something we just got for free. It is something that we competed for, and if we veered off their course, we lost it. I know it's messed up, okay? I get it. But they're my parents, and I am scared that if I tell them who I really am, I will lose them. And I know if I don't tell them, I will lose you. I don't want to lose you.
Abby approaches her.
Come here, come here.
No, I don't want to lose you.
It's okay.
Don't.
Stop.
Abby hugs her.
I don't want to lose you.
You're not.
As they lean in to kiss, Sloane walks in.
Matilda and Magnus.
She stares. In the living room, John approaches Connor.
If you want a present, you better have a number.
What's up?
Anybody else?
Harry takes a number.
You pump.
Sorry?
Waits.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. You?
Yeah.
Yeah.
John sips a drink.
How many bench?
1,000? 1,000 plus?
Everybody have your numbers?
Kids!
Stop. Can we just talk for a sec?
Oh, what's there to talk about? You and Abby are in a romantic relationship, and you've been lying to the family about it for God knows how long. Does that sound about right?
Just, please don't tell Mom and Dad yet.
Sloan heads upstairs.
Please, Sloan. I'm telling them after the holidays.
In the living room, people watch as an older woman slowly unwraps a gift. Tipper's smile drops.
Just rip it.
In the hallway.
I promised you won't say anything. Now it's just very bad timing, and I'm telling them everything after the holidays anyways.
Honestly, I feel sorry for you. Mom and Dad are going to be so heartbroken when they find out you've been lying to them.
If you... Kids, found you...
Sloan finds Eric and Carolyn in the closet.
Are you kidding me? No one's supposed to know yet. We had an agreement.
I'm sorry.
I guess I'm not the only one with a secret.
Sloan turns to Harper and tackles her. In the living room, John feels Connor's bicep.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is, that's good mass. Yeah. That is solid.
Thanks, man.
They all look so nice.
Just choose, Jake.
Eeny, meeny, my... Just kidding.
Harper and Sloan grapple on the hall floor.
You need to just keep your mouth shut.
I should run.
Yeah.
Sloan puts a garland around Harper's neck.
Levi.
Huh, I wonder what this one is.
Levi leaves with Carolyn in the hall.
Abby, get the Santa.
I mean,
stay out of the cell phone.
Harper knocks over a table holding a Santa doll.
I don't know what this is. Big.
Harry unwraps James' gift. Harper hits Sloan with the Santa doll. They get up and Sloan grabs a decorative broom in the living room.
Oh, gosh.
Harry reveals a large painting of a street at Christmas time.
What is this?
It's a painting of Main Street. I made it.
I love that.
Connor turns to John. Sloan chases Harper with the broom into the living room.
Kill you!
What are you doing?
What is going on?
Yeah, what is going on? Harper, do you want to tell them or should I?
Don't! Sloan!
Why? It's not good timing.
Harper throws candy.
Stop that this instant! Come on, guys, just hug it out.
Shut up, Jane! Don't do this, Sloan.
All this because you're scared to not be the favorite. Pathetic!
Sloan, you're making a scene!
I am? You think she's so innocent? All of this is happening because Harper is...
She hurls flowers in Sloane's face.
Harper is a lesbian. Abby's her girlfriend.
Harper's parents and Jane look stunned, and Abby stares. Riley glances at Harper and John frowns. Sloan looks at Harper, who gapes and turns to her parents.
She's lying! I am not a lesbian! Sloan is the one that has this big...
Abby meets Harper's gaze, then turns away and shakes her head. She leaves the house. Sloan looks regretful. Ted, Tipper, and Jane turn to Harper. Riley shakes her head in disbelief. John heads for the front door while Connor gazes downward. Harper angrily grabs Jane's painting and breaks it over Sloan's head. Sloan holds it around her waist as she grapples with Harper.
Harper! Stop it! God damn it, stop it!
No! Enough!
The sisters turn to Jane.
I put 100 hours into that painting and you just destroyed it like it was nothing. It was something. I am something. And guess what? I like myself. And maybe you all don't because I'm not fancy. But whether you like it or not, I am a part of this family and I will not be left out anymore.
Jane shoves them into the Christmas tree. It tips over, revealing the twins behind it.
Stop it, girls. Ow. Stop this right now.
No. Guys,
kids, what are you doing back there?
Playing hide and seek with Abby and Aunt Harper.
Outside, Abby stands in the driveway with tears streaking her face. She glances off, then wipes her eye on her shoulder. John approaches, carrying their coats.
Abby?
Oh.
Want to go for a walk?
She takes her coat and nods.
Come on.
My parents loved Christmas. We would do all the stuff. We would decorate and do the tree and watch like every Christmas movie.
after they died, I couldn't really bring myself to acknowledge Christmas.
He nods.
The holidays were just a huge reminder of them not being here. So I really thought maybe this year with Harper meeting her family, it would just feel different.
They stop walking and John faces her.
I don't think that she loves me as much as I thought she did.
Hey, Harper not coming out to her parents has nothing to do with you.
How could it not?
Remind me, what did your parents say when you told them you were gay?
That they loved and supported me.
That's amazing. My dad kicked me out of the house and didn't talk to me for 13 years after I told him. Everybody's story is different. There's your version, and my version, and everything in between. But the one thing that all of those stories have in common is that moment. Right before you say those words, when your heart is racing, and you don't know what's coming next. That moment's really terrifying. And then once you say those words, you can't unsay them. A chapter has ended and a new one's begun, and you have to be ready for that. Can't do it for anyone else. Just because Harper isn't ready, it doesn't mean she never will be. And it doesn't mean she doesn't love you.
Abby nods tearfully.
I want to be with someone who is ready.
John gives an understanding nod and hugs her, rocking from side to side. They separate and he regards her with a soft smile.
You look great in this coat.
Inside, two men stand the Christmas tree upright as guests leave. Riley stops by the door and eyes Harper in the living room.
Just wait for me in the car.
Riley's dad leaves. She approaches Harper, who looks up in surprise.
Great party.
Yeah.
You okay?
Harper nods, then meets her gaze.
I'm so sorry.
Riley nods and sighs. She takes Harper's hand and shakes it.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Riley starts toward the door, then turns back.
She's a really good one.
Yeah.
Harper nods sadly. Riley leaves.
Riley?
Sloane?
Harper cleans up candy from the rug. Eric joins his family.
I'm sorry.
Sloane gives him a curt nod.
All right, come on. Let's get you two to bed.
Ted gives Harry her coat.
Thank you, Miss Levin, for coming. And again, my apologies for the spectacle.
I'll call you.
She leaves and Ted shuts the door. He joins his wife and three daughters in the living room.
What the hell happened tonight? Even as children, you never behaved this badly. I expected more from you, especially you, Harper. You know how this world works. Reputation is everything, and tonight you jeopardized mine. Jane, I know you just wanted to be included.
It was really nice.
Sloane, making up lies about your sister. You're better than that. At least you used to be.
Abby and John enter.
Sorry, I'm just getting myself.
Wait, Abby? Wait.
Harper stands and faces her father.
Sloane wasn't lying. I'm gay.
Abby watches her and Ted looks stunned.
And I am in love with Abby. Sorry I didn't tell you guys sooner, but I know how much appearances and reputation matter to you, and me being gay just didn't fit into the plan. but I let myself hurt Riley because I was so scared that you would find out I wasn't who you wanted me to be. And I still regret it. I can't do that to Abby and throw away our life together.
Tipper looks surprised.
So I am done being scared, and I am done keeping secrets.
She looks into Abby's eyes.
I love you.
They share an emotional gaze. Ted stares off with a furrowed brow. The others watch him uncertainly. Abby looks away. Ted's daughters look to him expectantly. He continues staring off with a frown. Sloane stands.
Eric and I are getting a divorce. We separated a few months ago. The truth is, I didn't tell you because without my family, I'm worthless to you. We've spent our entire lives trying to earn your love, and I'm done too.
The parents wear somber looks. Crying, Jane joins her sisters.
I don't have any secrets, but I am an ally.
The daughters face their parents. Ted glances at Tipper, then leaves the room. The sisters look uncertain. Tipper shifts uncomfortably.
I'm gonna go.
Abby starts to leave.
Wait, no, no.
Harper walks after her and smiles tearfully.
I did it.
I'm sorry. It's just too late.
Abby walks off. Harper gazes after her in shock. Tipper stares down. Jane and Sloane watch their sister sadly. Frowning, John follows Abby. Tears stream down Harper's cheeks. She clutches her chest as she sobs. In his office, Ted sits hunched on a sofa. Tipper enters. He looks up as she closes the door behind her. She pauses, then turns to her husband with a serious expression.
I have always wanted to try karate, even though I know it's not elegant. I hate flowers.
I see what you're doing.
We have been so worried about seeming perfect. But maybe we don't even know what perfect is. We have one daughter who has been unhappy in a marriage and felt like she couldn't tell us, and another daughter who just had her heart broken because she was afraid we wouldn't love her if she told us the truth. And the only reason that Jane is okay is because we gave up on her after she wouldn't stop biting in preschool. That is very far from perfect, if you ask me.
Ted sadly meets his wife's gaze. In the kitchen, Sloane brings a mug as Jane rubs Harper's back.
Thanks.
I'm really sorry.
I know. Me too.
And Jane, I'm so sorry about your painting. It was really beautiful.
It was.
Thanks, guys.
They turn to find their mom in the doorway. She shrugs.
It just needs a little time.
Harper looks down. In a gas station store with Abby, John holds bags of chips.
Okay, listen to these ingredients. Maltodextrin, autolyzed yeast extract, artificial colors, red 40 lake, yellow 6 lake, yellow 6, yellow 5, because all of the yellows taste so different. You know, I am disgusted at the poison these corporations try to pass off as food.
He puts them in his basket.
Who's watching the animals?
My therapist is taking care of them, but we should have a conversation about the fish at some point.
What happened to the fish?
Let's look at Gum.
He walks away. They go outside.
Okay, so I just want to preface this by saying that nobody would disagree that fish belong in the ocean, correct?
Harper drives up and gets out.
Abby!
How did you even...
I tracked you. John taught me.
John steps aside.
I just want to go home.
I know. I just... Please, let me say this. You are my family. I mean, you are the love of my life. I was terrible. And I wish that I could undo everything. But I promise you, I will make it up to you. I will spend the rest of my life making it up to you. And I won't hurt you like this again. But please, give me another chance. I want to build a life with you. Please.
What about your parents?
She holds Abby's face.
I don't care what they think. I only care about you. If I have you, that's all I need. Be with me.
Abby holds her gaze. John mouths, "Do it." Abby smiles, then kisses Harper. They embrace passionately. John glances around with a smile. As they kiss, Harper holds Abby close. In the morning, Snow blankets the Caldwell's house. In the living room, Jane sits with John.
So the Shadow Dreamers were compelled to rise up against Flanks.
Because of the blatant Thorfinn rights violations.
Exactly.
Morning.
Hey,
hi.
Morning. Merry Christmas. Yes.
Morning.
Harper and Abby enter.
How'd you sleep? Did he come down?
No, not yet.
Everyone, go ahead, kids.
We put the necklace in Abby's bag.
We're sorry.
Thank you.
Can we open our stockings now?
Yes.
Ted enters wearing a robe. The others turn to him.
I have sunk almost all of our savings into this campaign because I thought if I won, you'd all be proud of me.
We're already proud of you.
We don't care if you win.
Yeah, and the money doesn't matter. When I sell my book, I'll take care of all of us.
Smiling softly, he steps closer.
I love you girls. And I'm sorry for making you think that anything could ever get in the way of that. I want to do better. And it will take time, but all I want for you is to find the same joy and happiness that you have given me, no matter where it comes from.
Harper, Jane, and Sloane rush over and hug their father. Tipper joins the embrace. Abby looks on happily, and John touches her shoulder. Glimpses show the family and friends opening Christmas presents and laughing together. Eric teaches Magnus to juggle. Tipper takes a photo with her tablet. The twins flip through books. Sloane catches Eric's eye, and they share an emotional smile. Ted checks his phone and shows it to Tipper, then gets up. In the hallway, he takes a call from Harry.
Hello?
Merry Christmas, Ted. I'll get right to it.
I like you. I think you can win, too.
And not just this election.
Thank you, Ms. Lennon.
Hold on, there's an if.
Now, I don't know if Sloane's revelation last night was true, but if it is, and Harper can adopt a don't-ask-don't-tell policy regarding her private life, I think we could be in business. What do you say?
Ted gazes off. Returning to the living room, he lowers his phone. Noticing his serious expression, Tipper puts down her mug and walks over to him.
It's not going to work out. We'll figure something out.
He looks at Harper and Abby holding hands. Abby smiles at him. Later, she and John watch the others gather for a photo.
Where am I? Here?
There.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Jane, you get in the middle.
Yeah.
Jane looks surprised.
Right there.
John, would you mind?
Oh, I would be delighted.
John takes the tablet.
Abby, what are you doing way over there? Get in here.
Come on.
Abby hurries over and Harper puts her arms around her.
Okay, everyone say Christmas.
No, don't say that.
Everyone smiles. Cut to black. 1 year later, Jane gives a reading of her published book. Her family, Abby and John, sit in the audience.
Once they cross Korval Chasm, they will enter Flome territory. The Shadow Dreamers know they might not all make it out with their Crendel intact, but the entire Thorfinn race rests on their shoulders.
Harper wears the engagement ring Abby bought.
And then into the darkness. It is Glank who takes the first step.
Ted and Tipper look impressed. Abby and Harper give Jane a thumbs up. Sitting with John, she signs copies of the book.
There you go. Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you.
Bye.
Hi.
Hi.
We'll meet you there?
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, you bet.
That was awesome.
Hi.
Oh. Two at a time. It's an onslaught.
In town, Abby and Harper approach the movie theater. The marquee reads, "It's a Wonderful Life." The happy couple enters the lobby. Sitting in the theater, John chats with Jane. Next to them, Magnus tosses popcorn into Matilda's mouth. He tosses a piece at Sloane, but he misses. To ask for your love. Sitting next to them, Ted and Tipper chat happily. Abby and Harper enter with popcorn and soda. They sit next to Harper's parents, and Ted grabs a piece of popcorn. The couple share smiles with John, Jane, and Sloane. They sit back as the lights dim and a festive title card appears on the screen. I just wanna make you mine. Abby and Harper share a loving gaze. Straight to me. I just wanna make you mine. Cut to black. Words appear. The end. Credits roll alongside photos from Tipper's social media. One photo shows Ted after winning the mayoral election, and another Harper shows off her engagement ring while kissing Abby's head. In another post, Tipper receives a yellow belt in karate. At a pride parade, Ted and Tipper pose with Abby, Harper, Jane, John, Riley, and another woman. Another post shows the family photo John took on Christmas morning. Cast: Kristen Stewart as Abby, Mackenzie Davis as Harper, Mary Steenburgen as Tipper, Victor Garber as Ted, Allison Brie as Sloane, Mary Holland as Jane, Daniel Levy as John, Burl Moseley as Eric, Aubrey Plaza as Riley Johnson, Saru Blue as Carolyn McCoy, Jake McDorman as Connor, Anna Gasteyer as Harry Levin, Carolyn Harris as Kelly, Jenny Gully as Ashley, Dominique Lawson as Levi, Michelle Buteau as Trudy, Carla Gallo as Angry Homeowner Lady, Timothy Simons as Mall Security Ed, Lauren Lapkus as Mall Security Crystal, Jinx Monsoon as MK Ultra, Bendela Krim as Missile Toe, Anise Ndobe as Magnus, Asaya Ndobe as Matilda, Sean Michael Weber as Barista, Sarab Camus as Striking Woman Jeweler, Chelsea Bangelsdorf as Colleen the Hostess, Lerone Blumenthal as Fancy Restaurant Waitress, Darren Kahn as Todd, Bearded Guy, Matt Newell as Guard Eugene, Dave Malbeck as Book Buyer, Donald J. Hewitt as Handholder Man, Chris Gombos as Huge Man, Dana Griffith, Daniel Krell, Dominique Briggs, Jonathan Berry as Carolers. Soundtrack on Facet Records, Warner Records. Music: Candy Cane Lane, performed by Sia. Jingle Bells, performed by Bailey. Christmas Moon, performed by Lucy Silvis. Jolly Old St. Nicholas, performed by Cave Boy. Jingle Bells. Nothing Rhymes with Christmas, performed by Anna Gasteyer. Up on the Housetop, performed by John Swanson. Angels We Have Heard on High, performed by Ken Halford and Christian Hutton. Only Time of Year, performed by Brandy Clark. O Little Town of Bethlehem, performed by Mike Strickland. We Wish You a Merry Christmas and All That Jazz, performed by Jason Farnham. Jazzy Jingle, performed by Michael Mandel. Bringing Christmas Home, performed by Teresa James. Blame It on Christmas, performed by Bebe Rexha and Shea Diamond. Must Be Santa. GVO, Good Vibes Only, performed by Tyler Shamey. Remember, performed by Brian Page. Silent Night. Jolly Old St. Nicholas, performed by John Swanson. My Favorite Time of the Year, performed by Mike Goudreau. Oh Christmas Tree, performed by Patrick Tuzzolino. My Short List for Christmas is You, performed by Pajamaramas. Deck the Halls, Oh Holy Night. Make You Mine This Season, performed by Tegan and Sarah. Think of Christmas, performed by Anne Marie. Copyright 2020 TriStar Productions, Inc. and E1 Features, LLC. All rights reserved. TriStar Productions, Inc. is the author of this film, motion picture, for the purpose of copyright and other laws. This is a work of fiction. The characters, incidents, and locations portrayed and the names herein are fictitious. And any similarity to or identification with the location, name, character, or history of any person, product, or entity is entirely coincidental and unintentional. This motion picture photoplay is protected pursuant to the provisions of the laws of the United States of America and other countries. Any unauthorized duplication and/or distribution of this photoplay may result in civil liability and criminal prosecution. This film has been described by the Media Access Group at WGBH with funding from Sony Pictures Entertainment. Read by Inger Tudor. For more information about motion picture access, visit our website at access.wgbh.org. Sony. TriStar Pictures, a TriStar Pictures release, a Sony company. Hulu, distributed by Hulu LLC. Letters come together outside in the moonlight. Hulu Originals.